Greetings in Jesus' name on this 12th day of May, the year of our Lord 2022. It's currently in the 40s outside with temperatures soaring all the way up into the 70s today, even 80s tomorrow, and we're just absolutely thrilled with the weather that God has given us. What a joy and what a delight. We're encouraged about the service last night, powerful time, preaching through Acts chapter number 23, on where the Lord stood by Paul and said, "Be of good cheer." We had a wonderful time discussing that chapter in the Bible and learning so many vital truths that were an encouragement to our lives. We had a good attendance, a good spirit in the meeting, a good prayer time, and we appreciate the Lord meeting with us in a special way. I'm headed down to teach a Bible class in just a few moments, a Bible Institute class. I'll be recording it because tonight we have our Thursday night service at the church that we are helping, actually pastoring. I'm involved in two pastorates now and trying our best by the grace of God to hold together two works and to see them progress and go forward for Christ. And so tonight, 6 o'clock, we're in Wells, Maine at the Wells Branch Baptist Church, where we are seeing this church rebuilt for the glory of God. Thank you for praying for us as we continue to be faithful to the Lord here, preaching and teaching and winning others with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just got word today that our cylinders for the Cessna 310 will be back next week. Also got word today that one of the little problems in the Cessna 150 is going to be addressed, and I'll be bringing it back down to Sanford, where we will continue the rebuilding process and getting that plane ready to train missionaries for the gospel. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Colossians, chapter number 4 and verse 12, where the Bible says, "Epaphras." We don't hear a whole lot about this man, but in the book of Colossians, at the end of the book, we learned a fair amount about this man by the name of Epaphras. He is one of you, so he is from Colossae. And we learned, second of all, he is a servant of Christ. I could think of no greater person to be a servant for than Christ. I was singing this morning early, about 6:45 at the piano. Even his name sounds like love. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I was having a time shouting the victory, singing about Jesus. Even his name sounds like love. A servant of Christ. That's exactly what we are all called to be. You know, you're serving something today, or you're serving someone. How about let's serve Christ? He says next that he saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. There could be no greater ministry than a man of God that is laboring fervently in prayers. It takes time to get alone with God. It takes time to be in that prayer closet and just seeking the Lord and being alone and praying for others and asking God to pour His power out upon others. And the Bible says that He was laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect. Oh, yes. Praying for the people of Colossae. That's what Epaphras was doing, that they would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, indicating that had Epaphras not been praying, possibly the people at Colossae were not going to be able to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Thank God for a man by the name of Epaphras. The Bible says he has a great zeal for you. There's so much truth here that is taught to us in the Word of God. I would hope and pray that we would have some characteristics of Christ and these characteristics of people that followed Christ in our life, that we would have a zeal for others. The Bible says of Epaphras that he has a great zeal for you. It's time that we get a little excited about serving the Lord. My goodness, it's time to lift up our voices and shout a little bit and go win a soul for Christ. Give out a gospel tract. Raise your hand in the air. Stomp your foot in the dust. And just get a little excited about what God's doing. And reach somebody else with the gospel. And be fired up for the Lord. Have a zeal. And may it be a zeal that is burning inside our heart for others. A zeal for Christ. A zeal for His work. May the Lord do that. And I know that He would be pleased. You've been listening to this Thursday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.